Chapter Nature of Auditing. First, we will learn definition of auditing. An auditing is an independent examination of financial information of any entity, whether profit oriented or not, and irrespective of its size and legal form, when such an examination is conducted with a view to express an opinion thereon. Basic principles governing an audit. The short word is DISCOPAIR, D for documentation, I for integrity, objectivity, independence, S for skills and competence, C for confidentiality, O for work performed by others, P for planning, A for audit evidence, I for audit system and internal control, R for audit conclusions and reporting. Types of audit. Audit required by law and voluntary audit. Now questions. Question 1. After the completion of a statutory audit, a fraud has been detected. What is your defense as an auditor? So first, as per SA 240, auditor's responsibility relating to fraud in audit of financial statements. As per SA 240, the primary responsibility of prevention and detection of fraud rests with those charged with governance of the entity and management. It is important that management, with the oversight of those charged with governance, place a strong emphasis on fraud prevention, which may reduce opportunities for fraud to take place, and fraud deterrence, which could persuade individuals not to commit fraud because of the likelihood of detection and punishment. Such a system reduces but does not eliminate the possibility of fraud. An auditor conducting audit in accordance with SA's standards on auditing is responsible for obtaining reasonable assurance that financial statements as a whole are free from material misstatement, whether caused by error or fraud. Owing to inherent limitations of auditing, there is an unavoidable risk that some material misstatement will not be detected, even though the audit was properly planned and performed in accordance with SA's. The risk of not detecting a material misstatement resulting from fraud is higher than the risk of not detecting a one caused by error. The risk of not detecting a material misstatement from fraud is higher than risk of not detecting one resulting from fraud, from error. This is because fraud may involve carefully and sophisticated designed scheme to conceal it, such as forgery or deliberate failure to record a complete transaction or intentional misrepresentations made to the auditor. Three things. Such attempts at concealment becomes more difficult to detect if accomplished by collusions. The subsequent discovery of material misstatement of financial information resulting from fraud does not in itself indicate the failure of auditor to conduct audit in accordance with SA's. The question whether the audit was properly planned and performed in accordance with SA's is determined by two things. First is adequacy of audit procedures undertaken in the circumstances, and second is the suitability of audit report based on the results of audit procedures performed. The liability of auditor for failure to detect fraud exists only when such a failure is due to not exercising reasonable care and skills. Thus, in the instant case, after the completion of a statutory audit, if a fraud has been detected, the same itself cannot mean that the auditor's failure to properly plan and perform audit in accordance with SA's. If the auditor can prove that with the help of documentation, if the auditor can prove that He has properly planned and performed audit in accordance with SAS, then he cannot be held responsible for the subsequent discovery of fraud, the subsequent discovery of misstatement resulting from fraud. But if he failed to prove, then he will be held responsible. Answer is complete. Discuss limitations on auditing. Means inherent limitations of auditing. Answer. सबसे पहले लिखना है. First we will write as per SA 200. UIA CASA. Overall objectives of the independent auditor and conduct of an audit in accordance with standards on auditing. The objectives of an audit is to enable an auditor to express an opinion on the financial statement whether they show a true and fair view of the entity or not. The process of auditing is such that it suffers from certain limitations which can not be overcome irrespective of the nature, timing and extent of audit procedures. The limitations arise from four things. First is the nature of audit, the nature of financial reporting, the nature of audit procedures, timeliness of financial reporting and a balance between benefit and cost, and for the other matters that affect limitations of auditing. So first is the nature of financial reporting. The main keyword is judgment. The preparation of financial statements involves judgment by management. In addition, many financial statement items are subject involve subjective decisions or assessment or a degree of uncertainty. Consequently, some financial statements items are subject to a high level of inherent level of variability, which cannot be eliminated by the application of additional audit procedures. The nature of audit procedure. There are practically and legally limitations. There are practical and legal limitations on the auditor's ability to obtain audit evidence. These, for example, there is possibility that management may not provide complete information intentionally or unintentionally. The management may not provide complete information to the auditor as requested by auditor. Second is fraud. Fraud may involve carefully and sophisticated designed scheme to conceal it. Third is an audit is not an official investigation. So accordingly, the auditor is not given specific powers which are given in investigation, such as power of search, which may be necessary for investigation. And last, timeliness. And third is timeliness of financial reporting and a balance between benefit and cost. The relevance of information and its value declines over a time, and there is a balance between reliability of information and its cost. And there is expectations from the users of financial statements that the auditor will perform his opinion in reasonable time and at reasonable cost. Other matters that may affect that affects the limitations of an audit. In the cases of certain assertions, the potential effects of the limitations on the auditor's ability to detect material misstatements are significant. Such assertions or subject matters include fraud, related party, law and regulation, future events. Fraud particularly involves senior management or collusions. The existence and completeness of related party relationship and transactions, the occurrence of non-compliance with law and regulations, future events or conditions that may कोज एन एंटिटी टू सीज टू कंटिन्यू एज गोइंग कंसर्न बिकॉज ऑफ लिमिटेशन ऑफ ऑडिटिंग. देर इज एन अनअवॉइडेबल रिस्क दैट सम फाइनेंशियल दैट सम मटेरियल मिसस्टेटमेंट्स ऑफ फाइनेंशियल इंफॉर्मेशन मे नॉट बी डिटेक्टेड इवन थो द ऑडिट वॉज प्रॉपरली प्लान एंड परफॉर्म्ड इन अकॉर्डेंस विद एसेस. हाउएवर द इनहेरेंट लिमिटेशन ऑफ ऑडिट कैन नॉट बी अ जस्टिफिकेशन फॉर एन ऑडिटर टू बी सेटिस्फाइड विद लेस देन परसुएसिव ऑडिट एविडेंस. What do you mean by financial statements? Financial statements are structured representation of historical financial information, including related notes, intended to show entities' economic results and economic position as per financial reporting framework, as per FRF. A structured representation of historical financial information, including related notes, intended to show entities' economic results and position as per FRF, Financial Reporting Framework. What is the applicable financial reporting framework? The financial reporting framework adopted by management or those charged with governance, where appropriate, in the preparation and presentation of financial statements of an entity, and that is acceptable in the view of the nature of the entity, the objectives of financial statement, and that is required by law or regulations.